So we're continuing today, Meretz Hashem, in Shara Bitochen. We're actually today going to finish Perek Dal, the fourth chapter, and the Mechaber says as follows. Ava Per Shachelek Hashvi. Now we come to our seventh category. What's the seventh category? So this refers to the kindness of HaKadosh, kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which he bestows upon those he chooses and treasures in the world to come with great abundance and kindness that is too great to count. So the proper way to have bitachon on HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this category is she's asik besibos hamagios also el madregos hachasidim haruim lazem me'esal kimis baruch bechastos. So again, just to be clear, in this seventh category, this is a recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewards the righteous in Olam Haba. And he rewards them in ways that cannot even be fully understood. So where does the bitachon come in? The bitachon is that a person should do the things that ultimately, again, are going to earn him that merit, that treasure in the world to come. So literally, again, yisasik besibos hamagios also madregos hachasidim haruim laza. The proper way to have bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this category is that a person should engage in all of the means that will bring him to the level of piety when he's deserving of this kindness from Hashem. Ushiinag b'midos anshei aprishos hamasam ba'olam hazeh, meaning he should conduct himself as the prushim do, as the people of prishos, who go ahead and literally distance themselves. Moas means they detest the pleasures of this world. So again, how do I reach the level? Now, what's interesting is as follows. We spoke about before about the concept of not doing mitzvot for the sake of receiving reward. That's obviously a major piece in our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's important to understand over here is remember the concept that although my motivation is not for reward, I have bitachon. I have belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to shower the righteous with reward in the world to come. How does that bitachon manifest itself? To engage in the behaviors which would make me deserving of that reward. What's the type of behaviors we're referring to? Ultimately, a certain level of detachment from earthly or worldly pleasure. A certain level of distance from materialism. The snag b'minog kimin hagi anavim b'chasidim v'yalibo batuach b'lokim she'eschaset imo kimo she'eschaset imam ba'olam haba. A person should conduct himself like the Nevi'im, like the prophets, like the pious ones, and a person should have bitachon, should trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that ultimately the Ribono Shel Olam will give me great treasure in the world to come. Ava mishi yiftach elokim she'ezakir lazeh mibli mitzua ma'asa huak silva apesi. But someone who believes that ultimately, again, he's going to get treasure, bracha, in the world to come without engaging in the proper behavior in this world is a fool. The Gemara Maseches Sota has an expression. They act like Zimri. Zimri, remember again, was a very immoral individual, but they want schar, they want reward like Pinchas. So this is incredible. So essentially, again, bitachon in this seventh category means belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ultimately give great treasure and reward in the world to come. How does the bitachon manifest itself? By engaging in the types of behaviors which would earn me this reward. But ultimately, someone who thinks they're going to get their reward, but not going to work, ultimately not going to happen. So there are three features. There are three identifying features that allow us to identify a person who has reached this level. Number one, Shiyoru Avdi Abori El Avodas Abori. They teach other people the way in which to serve Hashem. Vahasevel Be'ez HaNisoyim Vahatzara. They display a certain amount of patience and strength during times of challenge and trouble. And number three, Vishiyakal Be'enein called Dover Eitzokim Mitzes Habari Yisbarach. They consider anything that has to be done in the performance in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately they consider to be easy. So if a person possesses these three midos, number one, I reach out to others. I teach others how to serve Hashem. Number two, I have a sense of strength and patience during times of difficulty. And number three, when it comes to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing is too difficult. A person who has these three midos is a person ultimately, again, who is living the right life in Olam Hazeh, so as to reap the benefit in the world to come. Kimo she'adata min ha'inyon, ve'elokim nisas Avraham, ve'inyon chanani mishal ba'azariah bekev shana'ish, ve'denebego varas asar rogei malchus. So here's what's interesting. So he gives examples of great people who endured incredible nisyonos, incredible challenges in life, but at the end of the day, still maintained these three criteria. They reached out to others, they displayed strength in times of challenge, and no task in their service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was too great. But one ultimately, again, who chooses death as a result of his service of God over a life filled with rebellion against him. We'll see what it means. The herish mina usher. Or ultimately, again, he chooses poverty over wealth. Choli mina brios, sickness over health. Tsara mina shalva, difficulty over serenity. V'nimser l'dina bori v'ratza b'gzera. So, and he gives himself over to the judgment of Hashem and accepts his decrees. Ro'uhu l'chased alav kinoam ha'olam haba. Ultimately, such a person is deserving of the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and will be granted the beautiful bracha in the world to come. So this is incredible. So what the Mechaber says over here is that, remember, the common denominator amongst all these people who are mentioned is, number one, they continue to teach people, right, even when, right, in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they displayed strength even in the face of adversity, and nothing was ever too difficult. He's really picking up on this idea over here that this concept that nothing is too difficult. What does it mean, nothing is too difficult? It literally means whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs of me, I am here to answer the call. Whatever the Ribono Shel Olam needs, I am ready and willing to stand up and to do. A person like that is going to reap such beautiful benefit in the world to come. Asher amala v'kasov, lahanchil o'aveyesh v'otzroseim amaleh. As the Pasuk says, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, and I will fill their treasuries. Obviously, we're not talking about wealth and treasuries of this world, but rather wealth and treasuries of the world to come. And as the Pasuk says, no eye has ever seen HaKadosh Baruch Hu besides yours what is prepared for him who waits for you. And last Pasuk, Marav Tuvcha Sher Tzafanta L'Re'echa. Ultimately, Marav Tuvcha, the greatness, how great is the goodness that you have stored away for those who fear you. So as I said, in this last category, which is really quite incredible, is halacha lemaisa, a person has to have a sense of bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go ahead and give great reward for pious activity in the world to come. How does that bitachon express itself? Live life with pious behaviors. What does it mean to live life with pious behaviors? To a certain degree, it means detaching yourself from the gashmias, from the materialism of this world, and detaching yourself also from negative interpersonal influences as well. A person has to conduct himself like the Nevi'im, right? A person ultimately, again, recognizes that if you want Olam Haba, you have to earn Olam Haba. How do you earn Olam Haba? Three midos. Reach out to others, teach other people Torah, the way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, exhibit strength and forbearance in the face of adversity. And number three, when it comes to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, live a life where nothing is too great. No sacrifice is too great. No effort is too much. Person who encompasses all of this ultimately is living a life in which he recognizes that if I engage in dynamic activity in this world, the reward, the treasure of Olam Haba that will be waiting for me is truly great. Okay, we will stop. We have a Mazel Tov on finishing. Mazel Tov on finishing the fourth chapter. It was a long parak. So just to kind of summarize, so essentially in this parak, what did this parak cover? This parak covered the seven areas or seven categories in which a person has to have bitachon. So number one was when it comes to matters that pertain to the self. Number two, gashmius, matters that pertain to finances. Number three, matters that pertain to relationships, interpersonal relationships. Number four, matters, right, commandments or mitzvahs that affect me and me alone. Number five, mitzvahs that affect others. Number six, a recognition, ultimately, again, that reward is directly related to the amount of effort in a person's actions. And number seven, that ultimately, again, reward only comes out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness. Right, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness. And but that being said, with all of that said, that ultimately, again, chesed comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness, I still have to do my part to make myself ra'i, to make myself worthy of it. All right, Chavashkayach, everyone, mazal, I'm finishing the parak. Look, you're farting tomorrow to come to beginning parak, Chamishi, the fifth parak, Shkayach.